The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
For Prestige Jayco, we might be able to put the headphones on Brendan McCartney, who's just watched Bob Murphy descend down the slide. And Brendan, we'll just probably say to you that we might break in at some stage if there's other sliders to be interviewed. But for Prestige Jayco, our pre-match interview, Renee Gehring, how are you?
Hello, guys. We do have Brendan down here. He's just getting into pothole as we speak. Thanks for joining us, Brendan. Obviously, a big game today, Queen's birthday, but also the fight MND round, and we've just watched Bob Murphy go down the slide. What does today mean, as well as being an important game, but with this cause as well? What does it mean for the boys?
It's just it is a different day. It's a standalone game for a start, Renee, and we've had 5 years doing this now, the footy club, as have Collingwood, and there's been some cracking games. You know, we've won a couple that people didn't expect us to win. They got hold of us last year. The sea of blue, and looks like a good crowd. The whole thing's tremendous.
That's great. Obviously, last week, a really close one in the end. What comes out of that, I suppose, for the boys in terms of their motivation today when you do have a close game? You come off that with a different feeling. What was coming from that game, and what do you take out of that bringing into today?
Oh, there were good learnings. We played very well, and Adelaide franked the form in Adelaide on Saturday night, and I think anyone watching the game goes, well, Melbourne really should win by 4 goals, and we should have, but we didn't. And my dad had a great saying, Renee. He said, if your auntie had you know what, she'd be your uncle. So there's no point worrying about it and panicking on it. You just got to move on. And we did take them through some elements of the last quarter. We could have handled better, could have defended a little bit better, and maybe there's times too where someone's got a set shot for goal, you wander over and say, you'll be right, mate, you just kick it. And that's what you tend to do through experience. And this is still, and I'm not sure people quite understand, this is still a very young playing group. There's a couple of older boys that have been around a long time, but fundamentally they are young people still learning what to do and not what to do at critical times. So there was good learnings in it.
Macca, it's Ian Cohen upstairs, Ben Casanelia, Lee Brown and also Heath Buck. Good luck to the Demons today. Joe Watson's just gone down the slide as the Night King for any Game of Thrones fans. That was what Joe Watson was dressed in. Talk to us about the inclusions. Lee obviously back into the lineup, knee, concussion for Salem, May in after the groin injury, Marty Hoare, who's been fantastic, comes back in. They're really key inclusions for Melbourne, which has been leaking defensively.
It has, and notwithstanding also that if you get scored against Coase, it's on everyone. It's not a defender gets a goal kicked on him or two kicked on him. It's something's gone wrong, and probably what we do have now today are some really good one-on-one defenders, because in the end, at times you still have to be able to defend your man in a one-on-one contest, and that's sort of the blue chip for an emerging defender. And the great defenders, everyone talks about intercept defenders and people who read the cues and people who come off their men, but you still got to be able to play on your man, and in actual fact the best at it, nearly always brilliant one-on-one defenders, and that their ability to read the game comes out of controlling their opponent first. So they're all good quality players. The key is the compatibility and how well they know each other. Two of them have never played together before. Christian and Horry obviously have spent time together, and Jake last year, but getting that chemistry right, backlines do take time to gel, just to know each other well, know which way you turn, know who's going to spoil a certain way. And the great teams, and teams that generally get themselves in a form and stay in form, generally speaking, have a backline group that have been together for a long time. So hopefully we can keep all these boys together now for ages.
I would think it's going to be difficult if they play the way they should for May and Lever for Oscar McDonald to get back in. Obviously, Jordan Lewis was at Casey again yesterday as well. It is going to be tough, and that's a good position for a club to be in, to have players like that on the sidelines.
Well, it can be, but it can also be the attitude you adopt is what you'll think and what you'll become. So if you're out of the team in a footy club, you can sit there and dwell and mull, or you can go, right, I'm out of the team for a reason. Whether I agree or not, doesn't matter. Match committee have deemed it that's the way it is, and get to work on it. And Oscar's not the latter. He's the former. He'll respond well. He's a good boy, really good family. He's a great young fellow to work with, and he'll respond. And he's out of the team because he's probably hasn't been as good in the one-on-ones as we've needed him to be, and we'll put him back for a few weeks and train him up and see how we go. Just watch that microphone there, Renee. I'm nearly eating on it. You all right?
Macca, sure. It's Benny Cash. Thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. You're always great with your time. do you have any mechanism to deal with, you know, last week's loss in terms of the motivation and what, how that can affect the mentality of the group, given, you know, you basically had the game won and then it's snatched from you? I mean, is that something in modern day footy you don't have to worry about, or do you address it given the you know, potential letdown from that?
No, you do, Benny. It's a good question you raised. There's two ways to look at it. You can go, you know, why did we lose the game? Or you can go, why didn't we win the game? Or why didn't we finish off what we did so really well for three and a bit quarters? And as I said earlier, there was learnings there. We spoke to the group at three-quarter time. You know, what are Adelaide going to be told when they're 15 points down? It's to play on, move the ball, take some risk. You can't play safe. So when you get that, the learning for a young group or a fundamentally young group is, if you know they're going to do that, just keep defending. Come back to you. Don't chase it. Don't try and force the goals. Don't try and rush goals and get six up in 5 minutes. Just keep playing the game and don't panic. And to be honest, they have been very good the last 2 years, these boys, in close finishes, and they've won more than they've missed out on. So that was one that we didn't quite get and did have our opportunities late and didn't take. And that's, you know, Sam Wiedemann's going to play for the club for a long time and he'll be a terrific player. And it's all part of it. You know what I'm like, mate, it's all part of the journey and they learn at different speeds, and in the end, the making of the man and the player is a culmination of everything they go through. And Weeds has been through a bit injury-wise, up and down, in and out of the team, but he's certainly trending in the right way and he'll respond.
Back out, Lee Brown, good luck today.
Thanks, Lee.
Is it as simple, you're saying you're getting plenty of opportunities and numbers say you are in the front half of your ground, your inside 50s, shots on goal, all those types of things. Is it simple as to say if you clean up your contested ball numbers and also a little bit of defence, you're right back into this season?
Absolutely. Our contested ball, probably the last 4 or 5 weeks, apart from GWS, who gave us a whooping at it, has been fantastic. And we're right up there, back with everyone. What's come back into our game is we're making better decisions, Brownie, that when we've got numbers in the area, we're opening up the contest area better, which is creating more opportunities. And I'm just seeing us bit by bit connect a little bit better. And I've always been an avid believer in how you train is what you generally get on the weekend. You get the odd anomaly, but not very often. And I'm watching training home on the computer and seeing us kick it better. I'm seeing us move it better. Seeing us lower our eyes and hit forward. Seeing the forwards separate a little bit better and not all go to the same area. Seeing little growth areas in our game that we're really confident in. Probably a little bit about Ben's question too is, you know, who says we can't make the finals? Who says that we can't get on a winning run? Who says that we can't bring our best footy in the second half of the year and be tough to beat? Because the whole footy world knows that when we play well and we're cracking in and tackling and pressuring and moving the ball quickly and hunting our opponents, we're hard work. And West Coast found us hard work over there. Adelaide found us hard work. And hopefully Collingwood will today.
Macca, just going to halt you there because a guy you know plenty about by the name of Jimmy Bartel looks like he's about to get to the top of the slide. We might be able to take some of the Channel 7 interview now. We can with Tim Watson.
You've never been down the slide into the ice. How are you feeling right now?
No, it's pretty intimidating at the moment. I've seen the first couple go down. Geez, they look cold.
OK, time to take the robe off and tell us who you are dressed as today.
I'm actually a 17-year-old Neil Danaher. This is his 1978 Grand Final Hungary kit. So he came on the last, he told us. If it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have won the flag. So three in the last. There he is on the far right.
So he came on in the last quarter, kicked three in the last quarter, and they won the grand final.
Yep, won the grand final, I think by 11 points in the end.
And he just happened to mention that to you?
Yeah, he keeps reminding me about it. Yeah.
Off you go.
So here he is. So Jimmy Bartel is actually dressed in the Hungary kit, but it looks awfully like the Cats kit, and he's about to go down the slide. We might be able to get Jimmy when he actually does the interview at the bottom as well. We'll see how we go with that one. But Macca, Jimmy Bartel's done a lot of things, but this is certainly a special moment for him.
Yeah, he's a beauty, isn't he? He's a wonderful player, ripper person, great bloke. And I was listening to him on the radio coming back yesterday. His views on footy they're forthright, but they're generally right. And he was a part of a group that really understood footy. There was no secret. They all understood the game, and they talked footy. They loved it, and they just got it. And that's why so many of them progressing in footy now, and he was certainly one.
Yeah, Macca, you're obviously the doll just went off K-Rocker when you were listening to Jimmy, or just for the minute there on your travels.
What's that?
The dial must have just wandered off K-Rock, didn't it, when you...
No, no, K-Rock for music, mate, and you boys. I'm not a big football listen watch man, Ben, so, but you're right, I know, I was flicking between the two.
Yeah, can I ask you, you mentioned obviously Neil Danaher.
Pothole's laughing his head off, didn't
he? Yeah, you Pothole laughs at any old gags.
He's easily amused, didn't he?
Just, it's done the rounds, obviously, the Neil Danaher speech to your boys. Just tell us what you took from that. It was quite powerful and inspirational and motivational just seeing it, on the television or on the computer. How did you see it from where you were sitting?
Brilliant. He's just simple message that he... Even at this stage of his illness, he still has the capacity to be emotive and transcend himself so that he can share what's in his heart. And before he got sick, he was a brilliant speaker, and you have to listen a lot harder and be aware of what he's saying, but it's a message that will stand the test of time forever. And his positivity around owning whatever situation you're in, and you choose how you deal with it. You choose to be melancholy and hide away, or you choose to go at things front on and find a way through it. And he spoke at length about what he wanted for his grandson, what he wished for, and he wants his grandson to always know that his pop fought the fight and tackled a hideous disease front on and was always there for other people and didn't wallow in it.
Yeah, well said. We're actually going to play that for our K-Rock listeners probably very, very shortly. Yep. Just one last footy one, Macca, before we let you go. Thanks for your time. Just bringing in May and Lever on the same day, was there much debate about that given how much footy they'd missed, or do you just get them in? I mean, given their key pillars at centre-back, full-back and the old vernacular, is there much debate about that?
A little bit. Yeah, we did. We spoke about that. You always do it, match committee, irresponsible not to. We always look at the balance and compatibility. In the end, we've got to get our good players out on the ground, and we have been hamstrung a lot of the year in that part of the ground with what we've had available, and the quicker they get playing, the quicker they'll get to know each other, the quicker they'll learn to play with each other and for each other, and the better we'll be.
And just on the big fellas too, Braden Preece, what's he got to do to try and get a game? I thought today may have been an opportunity with Cox obviously included, Grundy's in great form, just to give Max a chop out and maybe make a couple of guys think about his football, because I love the way Braden Preece goes about it. He sort of angles and elbows and he makes everyone aware of where he is. Is that going to work, the Gorn-Preece combination?
At times, I've got no doubt. He's ruckcraft, no problem. Still learning the game around the ground. And we're not in too much of a hurry with Preece because he's still only 23, I think. And we all know ruckmen at 23 are not the ruckmen you get at 26, 27. So we're moulding his game around a lot of things, to be honest. And when we see developments there, that's when in the end, Coach, you get yourself picked. And he's not far off getting himself picked.
All right, you're all over it. He turns 24 next week. Look at you. You know your list absolutely beautifully.
Yeah, they take a while, the big boys. You know that. Oh, yeah, you might and I do.
Yeah.
Enough of them. You know.
I'm still taking a while. So
it takes a long time for the magic dust to float up through the air up to their ears.
No, he's doing well. Hey, best of luck for the Demons. Look, another opportunity, as Simon Goodwin said, season's not done and dusted yet.
No.
Macca, appreciate your time, as always, on K-Rock. Thank you very much, and go well this afternoon.
Thanks, Ian. Thank you. Thanks,
Brendan McCartney downstairs. Thanks to Prestige. Jayco, the pre-match interview, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Brand new and used Jayco caravans, camper trailers, expanders, you name it. Maybe 2019 can be your year to jump into a Jayco with the experienced team at Bellarine Highway in Newcombe.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.